103.3 Amp Radio afternoon show host Vanessa Hale in for Lauren today. She's out on maternity leave. Good to have you here with us today, Vanessa.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's nice being here.
I had an interesting feeling when I heard that Robert Kraft was front and center in the headlines of this whole prostitution ring down in Florida.
It's not pretty.
Well, I read a bunch of reports about it. I was pretty consumed with it, actually, on Friday. And it may sound strange for me to say this, but reading the news not only made me sad, it oddly felt like I was reading about a family member going through it. And I know that sounds bizarre.
It does.
But I feel like Robert Kraft is such a huge part of our community, it just hits close to home for some reason. And my feeling didn't make total sense. It's just how I felt.
Well, I think a lot of New England felt that way, to be honest.
Producer Matt is the biggest Pats fan I know. Did you feel sort of sad about it when you read that?
Yeah, well, I totally get where you're coming from. I mean, we spend every Sunday with him watching the Patriots. Whether we're in the same room or not, he's always on the TV. He's a familiar face.
I remember seeing Robert Kraft on the duck boat during the Pats parade a couple weeks ago. And I thought to myself, I vividly remember this, wow, what a great guy, what a tremendous leader, he really has it all, I'm so happy for his success, all these thoughts. And I just smiled when I looked at him. And this story once again reminded me that no matter how great someone's life may seem to be, you never know what's really going on with people. Everyone, myself included, has something they're battling. And I think it's a good reminder in our Instagram world to not be fooled into thinking that someone else's life is perfect, because it's just simply not.
Okay, but do you think he was battling with something because he wanted a little yin-yang-yang?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think he was having fun spending his money.
Well, I don't know what the real story is. I think we're going to find out more details. But I hope at the end of this that Robert grows from it. He gets the help and the peace that he needs. And my hope is for people who are using this as an opportunity to humiliate the man even more, that they realize they also don't have it all together in some way. And what I love about the Boston Globe, they did a great job reporting on this story, and I have to give them a lot of credit. They quoted William Snyder, who is the Martin County sheriff that first unveiled the details of the investigation. And he said, this story is not Bob Kraft. The story is that dozens of women in Southeast Florida, along with the Treasure Coast, are living in rudimentary living conditions and being coerced into acts of sexual conduct. And they shifted the focus off of the celebrity shaming, and they went to, hey, here's a major problem. Let's address the root of this issue. The Globe goes on to say, in Martin County, there are 6 women being treated as victims of human trafficking. The women were coerced into seeing anywhere from 7 to 15 men by day, and at night, they remained sequestered at the small spas. So it's not even like these women put in a day's work and then went home. They were living in the spa.
They weren't allowed to leave.
That's what it appears.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, they would leave the establishment just to be shuttled to another establishment. Customers paid $59 for a half hour and $79 for an hour on the 24-hour surveillance, which is also a fascinating thing. You wonder, how do they get surveillance into a spa like this? They staged a bomb threat in this little mall. And they evacuated the mall, so everyone had to leave.
Right.
The police went in for this, quote, bomb, and they wired the whole place up. And now there's all this video evidence. They can see firsthand what happened. They saw that women were squatting at the back door, cooking on a hot plate. No washing machines or dryers, no transportation. The sheriff said even though they weren't in handcuffs or they weren't in cages, they were imprisoned. The men capitalized on their misery and are captors. That's what they're saying. Nationwide, it's estimated that 9,000 massage parlors like this exist. That's mind-blowing to me. Because, you know, you hear about these places in theory, and you hear like, oh, yeah, this kind of stuff happens in this city.
It's in the movies.
Right, but 9,000, that is a huge number. The article goes on to say the women who are often from China, Korea, or Thailand aren't usually aware that they're coming to the United States to work in storefront brothels. So they're lured here for some reason, and then all of a sudden, like, this is their job, and in a way, they can't escape.
No, they're a prisoner to them.
Right, and so even though millions of dollars have been made through businesses like this, a lot of times the women make little money outside of the tips that the men leave, and sometimes those are even withheld by the shop owners.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
So, I mean, could you think of anything more horrifying? All around, the story is just ugly.
Well, and even if they escaped, they couldn't survive, right? What are they going to do? They're
not
legal, so they have to stay there.
So I've made a choice on our show. I want to shift the focus, along with the Boston Globe, take it away from the celebrity shaming angle and doing something in some way to help fix the root of the issue, which is human trafficking. And there is an entire department in the district attorney's office right here in Boston, and we're going to interview some of the experts from that department to talk about the subject. We have resources right here in our own city. I want to learn more about it. I mean, I've been reading up on it, and I don't know more than half of the stuff they're talking about. I'm like, what? In my mind, I'm thinking, oh, well, this is a choice that some of the women made, or, you know, well, who knows? A number of thoughts come into your head, but it's a really nasty thing that I'm, in a way, happy that we're learning a lot more about it. We're seeing these stories come out, and hopefully at some point there will be change.
I think it's the plus side of the attention getting caught because of celebrities and Robert Kraft is that it's like you said, you always kind of knew stuff like this was going on. But now I think because more people are paying attention because his name is in the headlines, then they're really getting a spotlight more on the issue, which they were there in the first place, was the human and sex trafficking.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of power in knowledge, as we know. So right. Now we're all learning more about it. And I'm definitely watching the story, and I'm looking forward to talking to some people who are experts on this right here from our own town. Thank you for turning on 103.3 Amp Radio this morning. We love you for being here at the TJ Show.